Hi there. It's Paul here with the GT86. Hello, mate. I just want to good. I just want to check because Sim dropped it back week on the Thursday, correct? And I think he had a chat with you guys around exhaust and a few different things. Awesome. Thank you. Good, how are you, mate? Yeah, so just giving you a buzz. Obviously, you guys got the car back now. I just had a chat with Sim before, so I thought I'd give you a buzz just to go over the final things. So I think the exhaust, you guys said the 400R was the better one. It wasn't as loud. Okay. So let me. Yep. So this is was it NVIDIA exhaust? Yeah, so when I had a look online, I think there was only right, let me go, I just had a look on the website again. Because I only found two exhausts, but maybe I looked in the wrong section. Okay, so there's the N2, the R400, Q300. So there's the Q, sorry, the Q300 though, this is, oh, it's got the headers, so it's like 4 grand. Okay, yeah, but that's, it doesn't have that on the website. Yeah, so with just the cat-back, it's got the N2 and the 400. If there's another
Options.
one, yeah, so can you guys get the 300 cat-back? Okay, so sorry, what were the orders? So there was a in order of, yeah. Yep. 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 Okay. So I guess being that it is going to be a track car, we're just basically driving on the road to the track and back. Well, is there a difference between flow between the 300 and the 400? Yeah, they'll be able to make on a tune because they're both 70 mil. Okay. Okay. So you reckon we should do the R400? Do you think the R400 would be? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how much weight we're talking about? Probably kilos, right? Not massive. Yeah, it's probably negligible. So at the N2, that's a really loud one, so we can just rule that one out, right? Okay, so we'll just split between the Q300 or the R400. Power is going to be the same. The Q300 is going to be a bit heavier and a bit quieter, but in terms of power, similar. Okay. Yeah, I think the R400 might be fine. Yeah. Yeah, like if it was going to be a daily, then obviously we'll go as quiet as possible. But I mean, assuming that's not going to have any issues with, I mean, I don't think Winton's got any sound triggers or anything, limits, but. Yeah. Yeah. But again, this is, yeah, okay. Well, maybe the 300, I'll double check with him. Just, yeah, because on the website it didn't have the 300 there, so it wasn't one that we spoke about. Yep. Okay. Yeah, okay. Because it does have the full system there, it just doesn't have the cap back. And then Sin mentioned there was something about the wheel hub needs replacement or something like that. Okay. Obviously. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay. Last thing you want is that's gone on the track, so yeah, obviously put that out. And then with the, so at the moment you just got it at 98, but it's just the basic changes for emissions, right? So if we wanted you guys to go complete that 98 tune and an E85 one on it, obviously with the exhaust on, is that that 1600? Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. 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 Let's do that because, like, the way we're thinking is we can get this other tune to go back on it, but, like, you guys know the car now. You've done everything. If we want to do something down the road, we'll bring it back to you. So if we can just get you to finish off the 98 and the E85 tune, obviously once the exhaust is on, perfect. And then the other thing is if we can get all the fluids done, so engine, gearbox, diff and brakes, because then we know that they're done. It's not us second guessing when they were done last. And then any type of, like, assuming you can do like a motorsport check, just give it a once over, what you guys would do, I guess, for a car about to go out on track. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then Sin said he'll bring the seat and the front part of the cage down. He said Thursday. Yeah. And then do you remember what happened with the ride height? Did you guys raise it for... Yeah. Yeah, I think it was just packed actually last time I spoke to Bill. Pretty confused. Yeah. Yeah. So it passed the roadworthy or you guys passed it when it was low? Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah, so then what we'll do is we'll, like when we take it out, obviously we'll give it a shakedown, we'll see how it is. And I think you guys told Tim if we need an actual proper alignment, we'll take it to a different place, right? Or you guys don't. Yeah. Because it's got the Disrupt Works in there at the moment. I don't know what he's done with Springs, but okay. All right, so what I mean that should be everything. So I'll speak to him now, I'll just confirm. Or maybe you guys can let me know if the Q300 is even something that they're selling as a Kappa. All right, awesome. Cheers. Thank you.